بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على خير المرسلين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. أما بعد, as you know, last week we finished the reading and commenting upon the qasida of the poem Uraq al-Tariq by Sheikh Muhammad bin Habib, the Sheikh of my Sheikh. And today, I was asking myself, what can I talk about? So I thought, I'm going to talk about the Prophet ﷺ, because there isn't anything sweeter than talking about the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. There are many ways to talk about the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. There are many ways, and there's many things said about him, and whatever we can say about him, it's not enough, and it does not do justice to his reality, because the tongue cannot express what is to have the experience of being with him. That's why many times said that the station of Suhba, the station that the Sahaba had, cannot be reached by any of us, because they had the fortune of meeting the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and believing in him, and sitting with him and learning from him. So that cannot be expressed by any description. So as I said, there are many ways and many books written on the Prophet ﷺ. There are books that describe his biography, the books of Sirah. There are books that describe his personality, like Shama'il, his noble qualities, like the Shama'il al-Tirmidhi, the Shifa Qadi Ayyad, rahimahullah. There are books written on Salat ala Nabi, on Durud, like Dala'il Khayrat, for example, and many books that have been written on Salat ala Nabi. There are poems that express his describe him and express his noble qualities and speak about his life, etc., like the famous Qasida al-Wudu' and al-Hamziyya and other Qasayid. Now, what I've chosen for today is I've chosen to speak, to read the translation of the Salat al-Mashishiyya. As-Salatu al-Mashishiyya. As-salah means, salah is, what do you say, salatu wassalam. You know, if we translate it, is the mashishi, the mashishi durud. The mashishi durud. Mashishiya, it's called mashishiya because it's related off to the noble pole, the noble Qutb, Abu Muhammad Abdus Salam ibn Mashish al-Hasani, the Shaykh and Gnostic of Allah, who was the teacher of Sayyidi Abu Hassan al-Shadili, who was the founder of the Shadili Tariqah. That, as you know, it was one of the most important tools in the world, and the branch that I follow is the Darqawi Tariqah, which is the Shadili, as the Shadili Tariqah, has been expanded in Morocco and Algeria and Tunisia and North Africa.